Palooza. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Saddle up my pony, fill the old canteen, roll the blanket, pack the bags with jerky, grits and beans. Say goodbye to the fellas, save away my mail, kiss my darling Susie, I'm bound to hit the trail. For a cowboy,
it is indeed once again time to hit the trail with Trail Tunes on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI, the show that plays the best of cowboy, western, and south of the border music. So let's saddle up, buckaroos, and head out to those wide open spaces.
Hit the trail. Now way out there on the prairie is where I long to be. So give me my rope and my 44 and I'll ride fancy free. Just to see that pale moon rising on the rim of the canyon's veil. I hear that lobo howling and I'm bound to hit the trail.
Slavery rode a man whose time had come, a man of strength, a man of courage, nerves of steel and a loaded gun. Into the vast territory justice rode, outlaws fled on the hunt of these killers. Bass brought them in, either alive or dead. Red is the trail to Omaskogee. Black was your skin, fast was your gun. Judge Parker at the courthouse said, Bass, pin this badge on and write for me. From a slave to a free man, he's known by all, now it's Marshall Reeves. Judge Parker told the marshal, raise your hand and say with me, clean that godless territory from its plague of killing cutthroat thieves. Red is the trail to Omaskogee. Was your skin, fast was your gun. Nobody knows just where they laid you, but your legend lives, the legend of Bass Reeves. He rode for Isaac Parker, he wore his gun and his badge with pride. When justice came riding, you could run, man, but you couldn't hide. 3,000 desperados were rounded up by Reeves. Another 14 found his bullet and some the rope of Isaac Parker's tree. Red is the trail to Omaskogee. fire. Take your hats off to U.S. Marshal Reeves. Your trail would end in no Muskogee. Black was your skin, fast was your gun. Nobody knows just where they laid you, but your legend lives, the legend of Bass Reeves. God only knows just where they laid you, but your legend lives, the legend of Bass Reeves. Nobody knows just where they laid you, God only knows.
Adios, my friend. The road we have traveled has come to an end. When two love the same love, one love has to lose, and it's you who she longs for, it's you she will choose. Adios, compadre, what must be, remember to name one muchacho for me. I ride to the Rio, where my life I will spend. Adios, amigo. Adios, my friend. Adios, compadre. Let us shed no tears. May all your manana bring joy through the years. Away from these memories, my life I must spend. Adios, amigo. Adios, my friend.
Gentleman Jim Reeves, Adios Amigo, and before that, we started off the show with R.W. Hampton and the Ballad of Bass Reeves, a fascinating story of an actual figure. In fact, you might have heard of him recently. He was had a miniseries about his life on one of those streaming services, I don't know which one, but it got some pretty good reviews, and it is a fascinating story about what he did throughout his life. That is how we open Trail Tunes today, everyone. Thanks for joining me. Up next, we have another famous historical figure. This one, though, plays this ballad, I should say, the song, plays a little fast and loose with the actual historical figure, but it's still, it's a standard, so we're going to play it anyway. Here's the country gentleman, Jesse James, on 105.5.
Man, he stopped the Glendale train. rich, and he gave to the poor. Need a heart, a hand, and a brain.
Jesse had a wife and more Martha's life. The children, they were bred. Was a dirty little coward who shot Mr. Howard and laid poor Jesse in his grave.
On a Wednesday night when the moon was shining bright, stopped the Glendale train. People, they did say, for many miles away, it was robbed by Frank and Jesse Jane.
Jesse had a wife and mourned for his life. The children, they were bred. Was a dirty little coward who shot Mr. Howard and laid poor Jesse in his grave.
I wonder how he feels. For he ate Jesse's bread, and he slept in Jesse's bed, and he laid poor Jesse in his grave.
Jesse had a wife and mourned for his life. The children, they were brave. Was a dirty little coward who shot Mr. Howard and laid poor Jesse in his grave.
It was on a Saturday night when Jesse was at home talking to his family bread. Robert Ford came along like a thief in the night, and he laid poor Jesse in his grave.
Jesse and a wife and mourned for his life. The children, they were brave. Was that dirty little coward who shot Mr. Howard and laid poor Jesse in his grave.
Saddle. I've earned a cowboy's pay in the blistering heat, herding weary feet till the blue skies turn to gray. The dust has taken my cattle, gone are the herds of yore. I've sold my saddle for an old guitar. And I've locked the old ranch house door. I've sold my saddle for an old guitar. I ride the range no days no more.
I'm going up on Horse Thief Mesa. Going up on Garapata Ridge. I'm going up into the canyon. I'm taking with me Reckless Abandon. Lost all I had and I can't stand it. Horse Thief Mesa. Always seeking vengeance. Counted in a class of desperate men. I once lived in a peaceful valley. Now I'm hiding my face in an alley. I'm up here looking for a grand finale. On Horse Thief Mesa.
Horse Thief Mesa, that was Charlie Crockett, a descendant of Davy Crockett. And before that, we heard from Mr. Eddie Dean, I Sold My Saddle for an Old Guitar. Lots more on the way here on Trail Tunes, everyone. Stick around. We're going to get to some more classic cowboy tunes, of course. We've got the Dillards and Don Walzer on the way right here on 105.5 WIRI.
Wiscountry, 105.5 WIRI, on your radio at 105.5 FM, and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Like any good agent, we're here for the open house, for the closing, for handing over keys. But because we're Realtors, we're here for so much more. Agents who are Realtors volunteer at nearly three times the national average. We're working to broaden access to credit, increase affordable housing supply, and ensure fair housing for all. And Realtors are bound by a code of ethics. We're here for it all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Ladies step forward and the gents fall back.
Down sitter now with his head all white. Lonesome day and a lonesome night. Thought I heard a pretty girl say, court all night and you sleep next day.
Same old man living at the mill. The mill turns around of its own free will.
Hand in the hopper and the other in the sack.
Ladies step forward and the gents fall back.
Said the raven as she flew, if I was a young one, I'd get two. One for the kid and the other two, so I'd have a string for my bow, bow, bow.
Same old man living at the mill. The mill turns around of its own free will.
Hand in the hopper
the sack.
80 steps forward and the jigs fall back.
Kalamazoo. He don't wear no, yes I do. First to the left and then to the right. The sawmill grinds day and night.
Same old man living at the mill. The mill turns around of its own free will.
Hand in the hopper and the other in the sack.
Maybe step forward and the gents fall back. Same old man living at the mill. The mill turns around of its own free will.
And the other in the sack.
They step forward and the gents fall back.
Don Walzer with the cowboy classic Tumbling Tumbleweeds, and before that we heard from the Dillards and Old Man at the Mill. Well, here at Trail Tunes, we try to mix it up, of course. We like to play the classics, as old as you like, and coming up to modern day. But here's one that goes way back and also gives us a chance to get some female voices on the show, which, as you know, is kind of hard. Weren't a lot of singing cowgirls back in the day. Well, here's the Girls of the Golden West with their classic Yippee-Ti-Yo on 105.5.
Puncher all riding alone. chuck wagon and then throw the doggies out onto the trail. Whoop-a-tie-yi-yo, get along, little doggies, it's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoop-a-tie-yi-yo, get along, little doggies, you know that Wyoming will be your new home. Some boys go up on the trail for pleasure, but that's where they get it most awfully wrong. For you haven't any idea the trouble they give us while we go driving them along. Whoop-a-tie-yi-yo, get along, little doggies, it's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoop-a-tie-yi-yo, get along, little doggies, you know that Wyoming will be your new home. Oh, you'll be soup for Uncle Sam's engines, it's beef, keep beef, I hear them cry.
Down below the Rio Grande, a senorita held my hand and sweetly sang an old melody. Without a worry or a care, a rose she gave me from her hair. Then she whispered, si, senor, si, si. In a cabaret, we danced the hours away. Her eyes told more than words e'er could say. I told her I had to go, left her down in Mexico. The band played Spanish two-step, soft and low. Say, I told her I had to go, left her down in Mexico. The band played Spanish two-step, soft and low.
My song of the trail. Singing my song of the trail. singing my song of the trail. Now I love a cowboy, a rodeo cowboy. I'm riding to meet him today. To others farewell, I could tell that he fell when I serenaded this way. Singing my song of the trail. And my song of the trail. Now he's herded cattle from Butte to Seattle. He's rattled his spurs in Cheyenne. But there's where I caught him, and I'm almost got him in front of the minister man. Singing my song of the trail. And my song of the trail. Now up at the altar, I'll slip on the halter. We'll hitch at the old hitching rail. Then off to our hideaway, we're gonna ride away, singing my song of the trail. Singing my song of the trail. Singing my song of the trail.
Carolina Cotton, one of the more famous of the singing cowgirls, that was singing on the trail. And before that, we heard from Bob Wills with an assist from Tommy Duncan, Spanish Two-Step. Stick around, everyone. More to come here on Trail Tunes. We got some Jimmy Driftwood and Ed Bruce on the way. But right now, we're going to head to a man more known for his crooning in the 1950s. He was very popular, but he also liked Western songs. In fact, he recorded an entire album of them. Here's Frankie Lane with Bowie Knife on 105.5.
I got off the riverboat New Orleans in the spring of 82. I walked into a gambling house, as gamblers often do. I had myself a drink, and I joined in a poker game. The dealer was a woman, so I asked her for her name. She smiled at me so pretty, but a hush fell over the place as a big man crossed the table, stood up and slapped my face. Bowie knife, Bowie knife, long glitter and steel. If my gun don't take your evil life, you can bet my Bowie knife will. I had my choice of weapons on which would depend my life. I chose a set of pistols and a long old Bowie knife. I met him by the river by the light of the rising sun. Was I prepared to fight him? I feared my time had come. Bowie knife, a long glitter and steel. If my gun don't take your evil life, you can bet my Bowie knife will. As we stood back to back there on the dueling green, I cursed the fate that had brought me to the town of New Orleans. The referee started counting the paces one by one. When I heard him say 20, I turned and fired my gun. I knew at once I'd missed, and I waited there in fear as the stranger aimed and fired, but the bullet went by my ear. He threw away his pistol and drew his Bowie knife. I knew that razor edge would soon snuff out my life. But somehow luck was with me and my weapon found his side. He lay there on the dueling ground and he cursed me as he died. Bowie knife, Bowie knife, a long glitter and steel. If my gun don't take your evil life, you can can bet my Bowie knife will. You can bet my Bowie knife will. You can bet my Bowie knife will.
Join the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce on Friday, October 18th from 7 to 9:15 a.m. at Mid-State Technical College for the Fall Legislative Breakfast. You'll hear an update from legislators and local community representatives. Registration is required and ends on October 11th. To register, call 715-422-4861. If it's happening in the Heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
CBS News Brief. A hurricane will hit Florida this week, says National Hurricane Center Director Mike Brennan.
Milton's rapidly strengthened today and is now a hurricane. Maximum sustained winds are around 80 miles per hour right now.
Milton could be a Category 4 when it makes landfall this week. State officials say they're preparing for the largest evacuation since 2017. Will the damage wrought by Hurricane Helene keep North Carolinians from voting? Senator Tom Tillis on CBS's Face the Nation.
I think that North Carolina will be prepared to make sure that everybody who wants to vote will have access to the ballot and vote before Election Day or on Election Day.
The death toll from Helene was raised today to at least 232. Former President Donald Trump spoke in swing state Wisconsin today. This woman says she wants him to have a second term.
Trump is actually going to be really great on the world stage because people for once are going to understand what a strong America looks like.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Wake up on the right side of the radio with WIRI 105.5 Sunrise Show. James here. Join me as I play your requests, catch you up on any country music news you may have missed overnight, and give you a musical start to the day. We're able to thanks to our friends at From the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Visit them at 250 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. And wake up with us Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 on WIRI 105.5's Sunrise Show.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine over the area today. Highs in the upper 50s to near 60 degrees and gusty northwest winds up around 30 at 35 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, mid-30s, and there will be some areas of frost. It's 60 at our studios.
John Davy was a mighty man, king of the Ozark Mountain clan. Lived in a cabin that was 2 miles high, couldn't jump a tree without a bump in the sky. King of the Ozark Mountain clan. Big John Davy was a mighty man. Oh, way back in the Gulf of Mexico, ran clear up into the Ohio. Big John needed more land for corn, so he blew back the water with his buffalo horn. Big John Davy planted taters and beans,
taters and beans,
and a roast near Patsy went to New Orleans. Oh, Big John Davy was a going to mill. In the middle of the road he met Pecos Bill. They got in a wrestle in a shady draw, wallered out the valley of the Arkansas. King of the Ozark Mountain clan. Big John Davy was a mighty man. When Big John Davy got a little bit dry, he grabbed the Big Dipper where she hung in the sky, dipped her in the holler where he made his brew, filled all the rivers with his Mountain Dew. King of the Ozark Mountain clan.
Mountain clan.
Big John Davy was a mighty man. Big John John Davy had a sweet little wife. He loved her better than he loved his own life. He gave her jewels and he gave her joys, and she gave him 27 big boys. King of the Ozark Mountain Clan, Big John Davy was a mighty man. Big John Davy was chasing a fox. He met Paul Bunyan and his old blue ox. The old blue ox started smelling the ground, joined right in with the old yaller hound. Here they went with a baler and a ball, chased old Red Dill away in the fall. Circled the Rockies and the Blue Ridge too, and the old yaller hound kept a leading old blue. Paul and Dave sat around on the trail,
mountain trail,
chawing their tobacco and a-telling big tales. Ever became of Big John Davy, that man of fame. The fiddlers are playing round the moonshine still, say he's still a living way back in the hills. King of the Ozark Mountain Clan, Big John Davy was a mighty man. Big John Davy was a mighty man. Big John Davy was a mighty man.
Must be some place for old wore out cowboys and broken down pickers and dreamers like me, where the cue sticks are straight and the beer's always cold and the jukebox is playing Hank Williams for free. I've worked in pool rooms and bar rooms and bedrooms from Cheyenne to Memphis. There ain't nothing new. Hard-bodied young cowgirls, too many state fair bulls. I've rode them all till I'm busted. There must be some place for old wore-out cowboys and broken-down pickers and dreamers like me, where the cue sticks are straight and the beer's always cold and the jukebox is playing Hank Williams for free. My fingers blistered, bleeding and sweating and staining my jeans. And they've tried to whip me, but more didn't than did. I'm proud of my dues. God has six strings. There must be some place for old wore-out cowboys and broken-down pickers and dreamers like me, where the cue sticks are straight and the beer's always cold and the jukebox is playing Hank Williams for free. And they'll never stay home, and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
One of the more modern singer-songwriters from the West, that was Ed Bruce with Old Wore Out Cowboy. And before that, we started off this final set with Jimmy Driftwood and the story of Big John Davy. Up next, we have the probably best known cowboy singing group there is today. They're still going strong, everyone, even though they're kind of getting up there in the years, and they will tell you that. Also, one of the more funny groups around. If you ever had a chance to check out their show, Riders Radio Theater, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Here they are with the Western classic Big Iron. Here's Riders in the Sky on 105.5.
The town of Bower Free arose a strange one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip, for the stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw loose and running, came the whisper from each lip, and he's here to do some business with that big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
Now in this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24, and the notches on his pistol numbered 1 and 19 more.
1 and 19 more.
Soon the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. Said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red.
After Texas Red.
It wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
Oh, the morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from their windows, everybody held their breath. The handsome ranger was about to meet his death.
About to meet his death.
There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of that ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red had not cleared leather for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have gone on living, but he made one fatal slip. Tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
Big iron, big iron. When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip.
Well, that just about does it for us today on Trail Tunes. Don't forget to check it out again on Sunday at 5 o'clock, right before Weekend in the Country. That is when the rebroadcast of this very show is. One more thing before we go out, though. It's not really just a song. It's actually two short poems. and a song. This is Mr. Tom Russell, well known as a cowboy poet and also a guitar picker and very good singer. Here is the poems Bacon Rind and Chief Seattle. And finally, the very moving ballad of Ira Hayes on Trail Tunes right here on WIRI. So long, everyone.
Bacon Rind was an Osage chief. He wore a regal hat. I found him in a gas station painted on one of those giveaway glasses. Said the Indians of Oklahoma, you can collect the entire set. Hunting horse, sequoia, dull knife, I don't have them all yet. As I drive across this wild ground for what wisdom I can find, I thought of those gas station drinking glasses and a chief called Bacon Rind. Chief Seattle stared into the yellow eyes of the mission padre and then spit on the ground and said, your religion was written on tablets of stone by the iron finger of an angry god. Our religion is the tradition of our ancestors and the dreams of our old men, given to them in the solemn hours of the night by the Great Spirit. Our religion is in the visions of our leaders, and it is written in the hearts of our people. And the mission father rode off to preach the Ten Commandments to those who had stopped listening with their hearts. Come gather round me, people, a story I will tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and a noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley down in Arizona land. Down their ditches for 1,000 years, the water grew Ira people's crops, till the white man stole their water rights and the rippling water stopped. Now Ira's folks was hungry, but their land grew crops of wheat. But when war came, Ira volunteered, forgot the white man's deeds. Call him Junkin' Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war. They battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 119 men. But only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when the smoke had cleared and Old Glory raised, among the men that held it high was the Indian Ira Hayes. Ira Hayes returned a hero. He was celebrated throughout the land. Oh, he was wined and speeched and honored, and everybody held his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian. No water, no home, no chance. Yeah, back home no one cared what Ira'd done. Hell, when do the Indians dance? Call him Drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard, and jail was often his home. They let him raise the flag and lower it there like you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk one Sunday morning alone in the land he'd fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunk in Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war. Call him drunk in Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him drunk in Ira Hayes, but his land is just as dry. And his ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Weekend in the Country, the show where we listen to the country music memories. Greetings, my friends. So good to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that plays some of the greatest country music of our lifetime. Hopefully we'll have some of your all-time favorites and maybe just a couple that you haven't heard for a long time. And we'll do that with a vintage countdown, the biggest records from this weekend of our selected year. And along with some great music, we add a little slice of life, just to help you remember how things were back in the day. And this weekend, back in the day, means September of 1999. Yeah, that's a 25-year trip back to play the biggest hits on the Billboard Hot Country Singles Chart. Well, that's what's going on here today, so let's get started with this weekend in the country. And we begin on the countdown at number 20. This would be the first top 10 hit for Montgomery Gentry, Lonely and Gone.
Pulled in the driveway, up the paper, found my key and unlocked the door. I walked in, felt like a stranger, like I'd never been there.